Polyester presents The Screen Guild Player. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, First Love. The starring players...
This is Shirley Temple.
This is Peter Lawford.
And this is Arthur Treacher.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in Universal Pictures' charming comedy, First Love. It stars Peter Lawford as Ted Drake, Arthur Treacher as George, and Shirley Temple as Connie. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in First Love.
Dear diary, this will have to be goodbye for a while. I'm afraid I'll be too busy to write. Well, just think, I'll be graduating in a little while. And afterward, I'm going to New York to live with Aunt Grace and Cousin Barbara. Of course, it isn't like having your own parents, I guess. But Aunt Grace has been so good to me, putting me through school and all. And Cousin Barbara is so glamorous. Her picture's always in the magazines. Oh, she ought to be here pretty soon. And when I introduce her to the other girls...
Oh, Connie.
Yes, Miss Wiggins?
Someone's here for you, Connie. You better go down.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Oh, they're here. They come for me. Please make them like me. Please. I came right down, Aunt Grace. I beg your pardon.
Miss Harding?
Yes.
Miss Constance Harding?
Yes.
I am George.
George?
Yes, your aunt's butler, miss. We've come for you in the car.
Oh, they're here. Where are they? Why didn't they come in?
Well, you see...
Oh, I'll go right out. I shouldn't keep them waiting. Are they in the car?
Well, no, miss. Only the chauffeur and I are here.
Oh, they didn't come.
Well, I'm afraid they were very busy, miss. You know, Mrs. Clinton has her charities, and Miss Barbara has also many things to do.
I understand. I guess I'd better go up and finish my packing.
I'm very sorry, miss.
Oh, it's quite all right. I don't mind. Really, I don't mind at all.
Oh, Connie.
Yes?
Well, now, what's this? Crying on your graduation day? What's the matter, Connie?
It's nothing, Miss Wiggins. It's just that... Well, everyone else is going home. Everyone but me.
Oh, so that's it. Feeling sorry for yourself.
Oh, you don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do. You haven't got a father or mother to tell you how pretty and clever you are. No, poor little thing. All you've got is a personality and a mind and a talent. A gift for music that comes to one in a million.
But, Miss Wiggins,
Connie, do you know what you've got to do?
What?
Laugh at yourself and laugh at the world. Then someday you'll meet your prince and... live happily ever after.
Aren't those fairy tales a little old-fashioned?
Little sticks. They come true every day. You just dust them off and streamline them a bit.
You mean cut a magic carpet with Aesop?
Yes, and find yourself a fairy godmother. Even a homely old one like me. Now you go on up there to New York and make them love you the way we do here. Make your fairy tale come true yourself.
Well, that's a pretty big order, Miss Wiggins, but... Anyway, I can try.
There's the front door, Barbara. They're back.
Just in time to make us 2 hours late.
Now, darling, I didn't dream they'd be so long.
Good evening, madam. Your niece has arrived.
It's about time.
Hello, Barbara.
George, where have you been? We've been simply frantic. Agnes, my flowers.
Yes, ma'am. I have them right here.
Come on, Mother. We're late.
Yes, I'm coming, darling. Oh, Connie, my dear, dear baby. How are you? Barbara, you haven't said hello to Connie.
Hello, Connie. Glad to see you.
Well, so am I. Oh, I'm so happy.
Mother, please hurry. We're so late, there won't be a photographer left.
Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Good night, Connie.
Oh, good night, my dear. Good night.
Shall I unpack your bags, miss?
No, thanks. I'll do them myself.
There'll be a light supper served, miss, as soon as you're ready.
I don't think I want anything.
Oh, but child, you must eat.
I'm not hungry.
Now, don't start taking the family too seriously.
Of course not, miss. You'll get used to them.
You think so?
Why not? We did.
Of course, if they didn't want me here, they didn't have to ask me, did they?
No, miss.
My Aunt Grace insisted.
So I understand, missus.
Well, then I am going to like this house and everyone in it. And everybody's going to like me.
A very cheerful thought, miss.
Say, don't you ever smile?
It's against the rules, miss.
Rules? What rules?
Butler's Union, Local 106.
You're funny, George. I think I will like it here.
Sure you will.
Then look, they've got a grand piano. Does anyone in this house like music?
Well, speaking for myself, miss, I do and I don't.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, it's this way, miss. Some people may consider this... an inspired concerto. My personal preference is somewhat above that, like this.
Oh, George, you're wonderful. What time do we eat?
Eat, miss? But you just said...
Oh, didn't I tell you? I've changed my mind.
Agnes? Agnes!
Good afternoon, Miss Barbara. I've been waiting for you to wake up.
What time is it?
2:00. When Mr. Drake called, I said that you...
Who called?
Mr. Drake.
Ted Drake, and you didn't wake me?
I tried to, Miss Barbara. You threw the clock at me.
What did he say?
He said he was going to the club. He wanted you to go riding with him and some other people. He said they'd be starting at 2:30 sharp.
2:30? Get my robe. Oh, I'll never be able to make it in time.
Can't you call him up and ask him to wait?
And let him think I'm running after him? My boots, you idiot. If I could only stop him, keep him from leaving until I... Wait, I know.
You got an idea?
It's an inspiration. Get that cousin of mine in here. Connie, you understand what I want. You've got to keep him from going off on that ride.
But how?
I don't care how. Fall in front of him, faint, make him revive you, steal his horse, do anything. As long as he's still there when I pull in.
But I don't even know what he looks like.
Ted Drake's the best catch in New York. You must have seen his picture.
I don't think so.
Well, there's one in the drawer of my dressing table. It's right on top. That's it. Well?
My, he's good looking, isn't he?
That picture is for identification only. Now get going, will you? George can take you over. I'll get a cab. Go on, hurry.
All right.
Oh, well, Miss Connie.
George, are you ready? You have to take me over.
So I understand. Miss Agnes informed me.
Do you know anything about stealing horses?
Well, I'm not exactly a professional, miss, but I brought a bag of sugar cubes along.
Oh, sugar, is that good?
Well, I can only say, miss, it isn't hay. Shall we go?
That's so loud. Do you want him to hear? He's right there in the clubhouse, you know. Ah, see what I've got for you? Some sugar. All you have to do is follow me. Ah, that's it. That's it. Oh, all right, all right. I was going to give it to you. Here. Ah, you like it, don't you? You'd like some more, wouldn't you? Well, just keep on walking. That a boy. I've got a whole lot more for you. A whole purse full of sugar cubes. You just follow me and...
Just a minute, sir.
Oh, gosh, there he is. I'd better get out of here.
Whoa, boy, whoa, whoa. Slow down there, boy. Easy.
Can't you hear him? He's calling you. Go back, horse. Go home. Go. Oh!
Young lady? Young lady, what is the idea of taking my horse?
I didn't take him. He followed me.
Sure, and you jumped in that pond just to get away.
I didn't jump. You chased me and I fell.
I wasn't chasing you. I was chasing my horse.
Well... You don't have to be so mean and nasty and...
Now, take it easy. There's no reason to cry. Look, I didn't mean it. I tell you, I'm sorry.
Then why don't you help me out of here?
Okay. Hang on. Up you come. That's it. Now, just sit down here for a moment and...
Oh.
Well, what's the trouble now?
I've got mud in my eye.
First time I ever heard that outside of a bar. You got a handkerchief?
Oh. No.
I'll get it out for you.
Oh. I can't go home.
What's the matter now?
Because, well, I'm a little dizzy.
A little? Isn't that conservative?
Oh, you'd better catch me. I think I'm going to...
No, kind of... no, hey, no, no, hey. Holy cow, she's passed out.
Ted? Oh, Ted.
Here, Barbara.
Ted, what are you doing?
Showing off my Boy Scout holes. This kid just fainted.
Oh, well, I'll take her, Ted. You run back to the clubhouse and get some smelling salts.
Okay. Here, you hold on. I'll be back in a minute.
Barbara, did I do all right?
You didn't have to hang on to his neck.
Well, you said to faint, and someone had to catch me. You know, he's very strong.
You look a mess. You better get home.
But don't you think I should stay and thank him? He was very nice.
Well, you do as you're told.
But, Barbara, I only want to be polite.
If he sees you again, you'll spoil everything. Now run along home. I'll take care of Ted.
Dear Diary, guess what? I'm going to see him again. I mean, really see him. His family is giving a ball next week, and our family's invited. We're all invited, even me. At first, I didn't think I'd get to go. I haven't a single thing to wear. But Agnes is so wonderful. She's making my graduation dress over into an evening gown. Oh, Diary, please let me look nice. I've got to look nice. I've simply got to.
Pretty hard to fix this dress of hers, George.
That's not a dress. It's more of a shroud.
Yeah. Too bad Barbara isn't wearing it. You know, that youngster's heart would be broken. I've got to do something with this dress.
Well, naturally.
Like what?
Well, first you take the dress and then you hide it.
Huh?
And then you hide those slippers, too.
But, George...
And then you buy a whole new outfit.
With what?
With money.
Whose money?
Mine, yours.
And the cook and the chauffeur, they'll help, too.
She must look her best, you know, for a very special reason.
Oh, a fella, huh?
She keeps his picture under her pillow.
Is it autographed?
She clipped it from the rotogravure.
Well, what's he like? Is he good enough for her?
Oh, yes, an excellent family, quite well-placed. He's rather handsome, too, and very popular.
Well, what's his name? Who is he, George?
I beg your pardon. Do you think I'm a cad?
It fits you pretty well, Miss Connie. Of course, it's cut a little low on the back.
Oh, it's wonderful, Agnes. I don't see how you did it. I just can't believe it's the same dress.
Well, when I remodel, I don't fool around. Here, I think you can put your slippers on now.
Those? Oh, they aren't mine. I'm sure they aren't.
Well, you see, we sent yours to a man to put some silver on them, and he kind of lost them, so he sent you a new pair.
Oh, but he shouldn't have done that. These silver slippers must be very expensive.
Oh, he's insured.
Yes. Come in.
Oh, this just came for you, miss. A corsage.
A corsage? Who sent it, George?
Well, there was no card, miss.
But I don't understand.
Oh, must be someone who hopes to see you at the ball. You know, a sort of...
Agnes! Agnes!
I'm in here, Miss Barbara.
You might give me some attention, you know. I want a large chiffon handkerchief, black, and my gold mesh bag.
Well,
isn't our little cousin dazzling?
Oh, Agnes did a wonderful job. She made it over for my graduation dress.
The way that dress is cut and back, it must have been a very liberal school.
Oh, I just love it, Barbara. You look nice, too.
Thanks.
Darlings, it's almost time to leave. Now, I hope you're both ready.
Oh, sure, we're ready, Aunt Grace.
Well, then I'll tell the chauffeur.
Mother.
Yes, dear?
Mother, I completely forgot. Uncle Jason phoned from Washington this afternoon. Oh. He's coming in tonight.
Tonight? Oh, but he can't. There won't be anyone here to welcome him.
That's what I was thinking, Mother.
How about George?
Oh, he despises George.
I beg your pardon, madam.
Oh, nothing personal, George. He despises me, too. I'd rather not be here when he arrives.
Well, Mother, I can't miss the ball. Ted would never forgive me.
Still, someone should be here, I suppose.
Could be anyone in the family. I mean, when you do so much for someone, the least they can do is...
George, will you put my flowers in the icebox, please?
Miss Connie, you mean you're staying home?
Well, there hasn't been any voting yet, but I've got a feeling that I'm elected.
Mm-hmm.
second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
I have at last accomplished, after many years, what I've always wanted to do. I've achieved a shade that takes the guesswork out of face powder. One shade that's equally flattering to four basic skin types. I asked a group of young college women to try this exciting new shade, which is called Bridal Pink. And unanimously, in their own delighted words, they said, "It's out of this world, simply out of this world." For in that group of young women were a blonde, a brunette, a girl with auburn hair, a girl with brown hair. And all, without exception, took on a new look, a fresher, more romantic look, the instant they applied Lady Esther Bridal Pink. You see, Bridal Pink is not just a new shade. It's an entirely new kind of powder shade. Many women have already written to tell me about the fascinated, unexpected things it does for their appearance. The way it gives tone and color to a lifeless skin. The way it instantly wakens and beautifies a muddy or sallow skin. The way it gives a young, vivacious look, a romantic, happy-as-a-bride look to almost every skin it touches. In my opinion, there's never been anything to compare with Bridal Pink face powder. And I do hope you'll try it so you can see and judge for yourself. Your druggist may be sold out of Bridal Pink because the demand for it has been far greater than expected. But keep on trying. Ask your druggist to order it for you or try some other store. But accept no other shade. For no shade has the amazing quality of Lady Esther Bridal Pink to beautify practically every skin it touches.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of First Love, starring Arthur Treacher, Shirley Temple, and Peter Lawford.
Well, they've gone now. I just heard the car drive off. I guess it was silly of me to dream. Oh, it's silly to dream and wish and hope for anything so much.
Oh, Miss Connie, Miss Connie.
Yes, George?
Oh, you haven't much time, miss. You'll have to hurry.
Hurry? Where?
Well, to the ball, miss. Everything's been arranged.
Oh, but I have to stay here. Uncle Jason's coming.
Ah, not until one, miss. You'll be back by then. You'll be leaving the ball at 12. Now, come along now. You'd better hurry.
Oh, this is wonderful. Let me see now. My flowers, my wrap, my purse.
And if I may suggest it, your slipper.
Oh, yes. It was a little tight, so I took it off. It's new, you know.
Yes. Now, remember, miss, you know, you must leave the ball at 12 o'clock sharp.
Oh, George, it's just like Cinderella. And you're my fairy godmother.
Really, miss? You know, I didn't think I was the type.
You're sure it'll work, George? You positive?
Oh, Agnes, if I may permit myself the observation, everything is in the groove. No, the family left here at 9 o'clock, and exactly 12 minutes after 9, the car will be stopped by a motorcycle policeman.
That would be Mike.
Yes, by great good fortune, a lodge brother of mine. The ancient and independent order of blue men. He will ask the chauffeur to show his driver's license, and when the chauffeur is unable to produce it,
the family will all land in the clink.
And stay there until 12 o'clock.
But are you sure the chauffeur won't have his license?
I am not in the habit of leaving things to chance. He carries that document in his pigskin wallet, and Agnes, I snitched it.
We ought to be here somewhere. He's got to be here. This is his home. It's his party. It's...
Oops. Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, Mr. Drake.
Oh, it's my fault. I should have watched where I was going.
Oh, no, it's all my fault. I was looking around. I mean, so many beautiful girls and...
They ought to be looking at you. They will be, too, and take my word, they'll be jealous.
It's a very nice party, isn't it?
Yes, it is, now.
I didn't think I was going to get here. I mean...
Oh, that would have been terrible, Miss... by the way, how's the rest of your, how's everybody?
Oh, well, I haven't seen them since... Oh, all right, I guess.
Still live at the same old place on,
Oh, yes, the same place.
Well, so do we.
Some champagne, Miss Mr. Ted.
I think so. Young lady?
Well, maybe just a little.
Thank you, Ann.
Quite welcome, sir.
Well, beautiful, here's mud in your eye.
That's very funny.
What?
Mud in my eye.
What, I just... Wait a minute. Say that again.
What?
Mud in your eye.
Oh, but that's so silly.
It's a miracle. The pond, no wonder I didn't know you. You look so different. Look, there's so much noise in here. Let's go outside.
Where?
The balcony.
But what are we going to do with the glasses?
Find a wall somewhere and smash them. Aren't we celebrating a reunion?
Ted. Ted, how long have we been sitting out here?
Who knows? Who cares?
I wonder if you could...
Go ahead.
Oh, it wasn't anything. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say what a shame it is I have to leave next week.
Leave?
Yeah, I'm going on an expedition to South America with Dr. McKenzie.
Oh, will you be away long?
6 months, about.
It should be fun.
Yeah, we have our own boat. Sailboat with an auxiliary, big diesel engine.
Diesel engines are wonderful.
So are you. The most wonderful girl I've ever met.
What's a diesel engine?
Don't you know?
No.
Well, why didn't you ask?
How could I? You were kissing me.
You want to know something? We still got time. I mean, we could...
Time? What time is it?
A couple of minutes after 12.
After 12, I've got to go.
Go, you can't
go. I've got to, I promise. Goodbye and thanks.
Wait, I don't even know your name. You can't run away again. Hey, wait. Come back, you forgot your slipper.
Wilma, it was just horrible. Just imagine being stopped by a policeman and taken to jail and... Oh, it was awful. I've simply got to tell Ted.
Sure, if you can catch up with him.
What do you mean?
Oh, he's been running around here like mad with a silver slipper in his hand. It belongs to that girl.
What girl?
The pretty one. I'd never seen her before. Ted keeps muttering something about losing her twice. Once at the pond and now...
The pond? Did she have a white gown cut rather low in back?
Well, not as low as yours, my dear.
Thanks. Be seeing you, Wilma. I've got to get home. I'll call Ted and explain in the morning.
I don't know. Maybe this crazy business is catching.
Oh, it was wonderful, George. I don't know where to begin.
Well, I like to begin at the beginning, Miss. Shall we say the first dance?
Well, I didn't really dance. You see, he asked me to go out on the balcony.
He, and... I presume, is young Mr. Ted.
Oh, then you know.
Who doesn't?
Miss Barbara, I didn't hear you come in.
How fortunate. You may go, George.
Yes, Miss.
Barbara, I'd like to explain. I mean...
Oh, there's really nothing to explain.
Oh, but there is. You see,
Connie, darling, it was perfect. Ted said he never had so much fun in his life.
Fun?
Well, what else? Ted thought you were trying to crash the party, so he decided to rib you a little bit. You should hear him telling about it.
Telling about it?
My dear, and leaving your slipper. That was so touching. Ted's going to use it to find you again. He wants to hire you to play the same joke on a friend in Boston. I'll phone him tomorrow and tell him you're here.
You needn't bother. But tomorrow morning, I won't be here. So you see, Miss Wiggins... There really wasn't any other place I could go. And you told me I had a talent for music, and... Well, I thought if I could live here and sort of earn my way... I mean, maybe I could teach the younger girls...
For all the rest of your life?
Oh, I'd like to teach music. I'm sure I would. It's a fine career.
Most of them want to be missionaries.
Who?
Oh, girls like you. So you'd like to be a teacher, eh?
If I could be one like you...
And spend half of your nights crying.
Miss Wiggins, I thought you were so happy here.
Old maids are only happy when they cry. Connie, dear, you've got a long way ahead of you. So you want to be sure you're on the right road.
I am sure.
Whatever road you choose may be rough at times. So you want to be sure you've got the right shoes. The right shoes. And two of them.
I don't understand.
You will. All right, gentlemen. Come in.
Good afternoon, Miss Connie.
George, what are you doing here?
Miss Connie, there's someone here to see you.
Who?
Excuse me, but does this slipper happen to belong to you?
Ted.
You didn't think I wouldn't try to find you? You couldn't believe a thing like that.
No.
And promise you'll never run away again? Promise?
I promise.
All right, then. Try that slipper on for size. And if it fits, I'll give you both my blessing.
And I mine.
Just like one of those streamlined fairy tales. Only, do you know what?
What?
I've got two fairy godmothers, and one of them belongs to the Butler's Union.
Thank you, Shirley Temple, Peter Lawford, and Arthur Treacher for a delightful half hour. Your appearance for the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players means a great deal to the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house, both largely supported by these radio programs. And now, Shirley, wasn't there something you wanted to say?
Just this, Mr. Bradley. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone wants his brothers back home just as fast as possible. I ought to know. I've got a couple of brothers, too. Let's bring them all home. Let's bring them home soon. Let's buy that extra war bond today. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Temple. Ladies, I just wish I could send a box of Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder to every woman in America. I wish every woman now listening, regardless of the shade of her hair or the tone of her skin, could try this astonishing new shade. Could see the delightful, unexpected things it does for her appearance. Bridal pink is not for just one particular type of coloring like other powder shades. It's equally flattering to blondes and brunettes, to those with auburn hair and those with brown hair. And that's not all. Lady Esther Bridal Pink is unusual in texture, too. A face powder so smooth and clinging, it doesn't even look like powder. The effect is elusive, almost indescribable. That's why I'm so eager to have you try it. I'd like you to see the fascinating baby-like finish Lady Esther Bridal Pink gives your skin. I'd like you to see how it helps blend out flaws and makes little blemishes disappear. How it helps erase signs of weariness and fatigue. The response to Lady Esther Bridal Pink has been phenomenal, and we've not been able to keep up with the demand. So if your druggist is sold out of it, you may have to wait for his next shipment or try some other store. But do not accept any other color, for remember, no powder shade can give you the happy, radiant look of a woman in love like Lady Esther Bridal Pink.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present The Desert Song. It will star Bruce Cabot and Dennis Morgan. Be sure to listen. Shirley Temple appeared through the courtesy of David O. Selznick and can currently be seen in I'll Be Seeing You. Peter Lawford can soon be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, Son of Lassie. Arthur Treacher appeared through the courtesy of the Jack Carson Campbell Soup program. First Love was broadcast through the courtesy of Universal Pictures, producers of This Is the Spirit. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night, everyone. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.